lot of the CPAs around the country working with a lot of their small business clients, trying to get those loans, getting them through the SBA, and there was a 1% fee associated with that help. But apparently the banks are not necessarily paying that fee. Let's get a sense of what's going on here. To do that, we welcome Amanda Iacone, Bloomberg Tax Audit and Financial Accounting Reporter. So, Amanda, what's going on here? It seems like these CPAs were due a fee from the banks, but they're not necessarily getting it.
That's right. Good morning, guys. Look, small accounting firms were on the front lines of the PPP loan rush in April. They literally transformed their firms overnight from being prepared to do tax filings to helping their clients seek this emergency relief. It was an all-hands-on-deck situation, complex legislation. Rules weren't available yet. They were trying to find any bank they could that would take their clients and push through their applications. The rules that came out said that agents like accountants, lawyers, consultants would be eligible for up to a 1% agent fee for that service, and that they were not to charge the customer, the borrower here. The idea was to get money in the hands of the borrower, not charge them for accounting services. And small accounting firms across the country are saying that banks, large and small, didn't agree to pay the fee up front. They went to the banks. They said, hey, I have this customer. They want to apply for a loan. Will you agree to pay me a cut of the fees that you're going to get from the federal government for processing these loans? Those fees add up to billions of dollars nationwide, and these small accounting firms are saying, hey, this is a piece of the PPP pie that's due to us, and you're not
Amanda, our big advantage is we have John Farrow. He happens to be British, and so he really is in touch with the UK, and he's got all sorts of small business links there, particularly up in, I think it's called the Midlands of the United Kingdom. Amanda, do you have an answer for why the United Kingdom can affect this policy and the United States of America can't?
Well, there's some disagreement on whether or not that is the policy, whether or not it was the intent of Congress to provide this 1% fee.
Well, I don't mean the fee, but I mean just in general, small business. Every small business I talk to, without exception, says this is total hot air. They're waiting for the checks. They don't have the checks. They're desperate. The headline, Paul, 83% of restaurants in New York City can't make the rent. And I get it. That's because of the virus, et cetera. But Amanda, from where you sit with your reporting and your team, are small business people being aided by Washington?
It's a big question mark. This is one area where, you know, the folks that were helping small businesses say that there's a gap here, that small businesses needed this help. They needed an accountant. They needed the expertise of a lawyer to push these things through. And a lot of them couldn't afford to do it without this fee kind of greasing the skids. And they wouldn't have been able to successfully get those loans that they needed. Even though they were short-term, there might be some more gaps. Congress is still working through a possible additional stimulus that's being held up. Congress is currently on break, and so we don't know what additional relief might be coming. Certainly, this is one area that accountants and lawyers are hoping that Congress addresses. I mean, that they clarify who was an agent, who was supposed to get that money. And look, these small accounting firms are also small businesses.
Right.
Their business was also at risk here. If half their clients went under, they themselves were at risk of going out of business. Many of them were eligible for the PPP loans themselves, and this is just an additional way to get money into the Midlands of America.
Amanda Iacone, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated today with Bloomberg Tax.